This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station. And don't forget, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, thanks for helping America rolling, keep America rolling along, as well as our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Joining us from probably a little cooler than it is where I'm at, up there in the panhandle of Florida, it's none other than Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Check out that website. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I'll tell you what, we've got 48 degrees here, unofficially. What do you got where you're at?
We got you by a few. We're just 1 degree under freezing here at the moment.
Oops. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, oops. That is un-Floridian, far as I'm concerned.
No, and it's colder. I know it's colder than that above you because they got a big freeze warning up there in Georgia. Okay, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two important words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Frank, we got a couple of really important things that came out over the weekend. First of all, the Biden administration is urging a federal court not to allow the release of a secret report on the Dominion voting machines to Judicial Watch and Project Veritas that are both going after this.
Yeah, this is just unbelievable. You have a administration that wants to trot out Jen Psaki every day talking about transparency and being above board, wanting to get unite the United States and how elections are squeaky clean and fair. And then they come out and say, well, a report on the voting machines. Oh, we don't want anyone to see that. Well, there's only one answer to when you question why. And it has to be because it is damaging to the narrative that they've been floating, that the elections were free and fair, and that these voting machines aren't tamperable. Mm-hmm. You know, so do we need to see this? Absolutely. Should they be lobbying about this one way or the other? No, they shouldn't. They should be encouraging their report to be made public, because if there's a vulnerability in these machines and they were tampered with, it absolutely has to be taken care of before the next election, or we should go back to paper ballots that could be audited.
Yep. Now, by the way, George, the Godfather, saying good morning to you.
Good morning, George.
Now, the other important thing, really important thing that came out is John Durham dropped a nuclear missile about the spying thing on Donald Trump and directly pointed the finger at the Clinton campaign and the law firm of Perkins Coie. And this comes because he has an indictment, remember, of Michael Sussman, who was an intermediate to Hillary Clinton, digging up dirt on Trump and actually was with that law firm for a while, and the now-debunked Alpha Bank story. We've got people involved in this that could really, really be in deep trouble. Xavier Becerra, who's the current HHS secretary, who actually had the Clinton servers at his place he was holding them for. And then, of course, we've got Mark Elias, who, by the way, was called to testify a week or so ago. And then we've got, of all people, little old Adam Schiff.
Yeah, let's remember Mark Elias was sanctioned by the courts not too long ago for lying to the courts.
Yep.
You know, his law license was put under probation, mm-hmm. and then he appealed it, and they said, no, you did something wrong. This is, and you said this before we came on the air, and I concurred, this is bigger than a Watergate.
Yep.
Where Richard Nixon was taping people inside the White House, which most presidents do now just to be able to codify what was said.
Yep.
This is a failed campaign spying inside the White House
mm-hmm.
for political reasons. This is illegal beyond any question.
Mm-hmm.
In any other time, if it were any other person, we already would have seen everybody involved in this in handcuffs, being frog marched on television.
That's right.
This is an absolute violation of national security. It breaks every law about privacy that there is. It's a tantamount to a wiretapping crime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is unbelievable. This needs to be front page news everywhere.
Yep, I don't disagree with you for a second. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato. And I'll tell you what, these are big time stories going on right now, folks. I hope you understand that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away here. Now, you know, it's amazing how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the state of Florida, including up there where Frank's at in the Panhandle, South Georgia, up and down Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into New England, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and people know it because they shop around and they see what's going on. Now, Moss Nissan's goal is to be the best dealer in the country, and that's what they continue to strive for. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, where you get many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They have several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories you could want. Matter of fact, I was up there last week on Wednesday and trucked around through the lot, and I was amazed at what I saw there. It was just unbelievable up in Newport Richey, which is the flagship store, and I'll get to that in a minute. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. 37% more than the Blue Book value is what things are going for right now, used vehicles. 37% more. That means your car is worth more. That means it's going to cost you more to get one, too. Now, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, where veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Now, don't forget, you go up there, and you ask for Sean. and you tell them the captain sent you. And watch and see what happens next at Newport Richey. Now, Newport Richey, the flagship store, is 40 minutes north of Tampa, about 50 minutes north of St. Pete, and you'll save thousands of dollars on your car purchase up there because of the difference in the taxes. That's for openers. So don't forget, Nissan locations in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and a brand new store being built as we speak in Brooksville, Florida, right there on State Route 50. Now, they're online at MossMUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Again, walk up to Sean, who's the new car manager, sales manager, and tell him the captain sent you in Newport Richey, and watch and see what happens. Okay, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us, and good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Okay, let me just throw some names out there. This Hillary thing is huge. It is much bigger than Watergate ever hoped to be because of what we're talking about here. We are talking outright, folks, of treason. Okay? That's what we're talking about here right now. Now, you've got the Perkins Coie law firm, who Clinton used as a proxy to try to smear Trump with the false claims of the Russian collusion. You've got Durham's investigation, which is going to go further. We've seen hints of that recently. And, of course, with this last filing of what we just found out about here, we got names starting to surface, like the indictment of Michael Sussman, who was involved in all of this, and the debunked Alpha Bank story, or Alpha Bank story, too. We've also got Xavier Becerra, who was a congressman, who now was the Health and Human Services Secretary, who had the server in one of his properties. He was taking care of it. Then you've got Mark Elias, who, by the way, just testified in front of the Durham people. And then you've got Adam Schiff. Take it away.
Well, I want to focus a little bit harder on Perkins Coie and Mark Elias, because this is the guy that is lawsuit happy on behalf of Democrats every election. Last election, when legislatures in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan were raising red flags about questioning the election and the ability of the executive branches in those states to affect election law under COVID, which constitutionally they're not supposed to have anything to do with. It's all supposed to be through the legislature.
Yep.
Mark Elias was the guy who was filing the lawsuits in those states and on a national level on behalf of Democrats of the Biden administration to stop all of the intervention by the judicial branch in all of those issues. That's what Perkins Coie has done. They are the law firm for not only the Clintons, but the Democrat Party.
Right.
They hold a lot of sway in Washington. For them to be connected to this in any way is unbelievable. Now, we know for sure that Hillary Clinton was knee-deep in this because of the tweets that she issued that have been reported on, where she almost in real time to the knowledge of what was being said inside the White House, who was being contacted. You know, the second that they got the DNS information out of the White House, which never should have been accessed, never.
Right.
They knew for a fact that she knew because she was tweeting about it. We have to ask about the servers over there pointing to Russia. We need to know. So she's already implicated herself. That she's already tantamount to testify that she knew when she had direct contact with these people. Breaching the White House, you know, besides breaching Trump Tower, besides breaching every place where anybody in the inner circle of Trump was, after he was elected, after he was a sitting president, this is an outside source bugging and stealing information from a secure server inside the White House.
Yep.
If a foreign country were doing this, we would be calling this an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, will we see her handcuffed over this? I don't know. That's the sad part about this, Matt. Everything that she's been able to get away with to date, people like her, Luceris, Schiff, I don't know if they're going to see justice on this because of the two-tier system that has been evidenced in this country when it comes to the political class
Correct.
And the justice system. She shouldn't be going to jail. She shouldn't be getting indicted and brought before the cameras under arrest to there's enough evidence to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, the media is floating that she might be running again.
Yeah.
American people should be pissed.
Yeah. They should be, but are they?
Oh, no. They're too busy talking about a hip-hop halftime show and the Super Bowl. You know, we got to get our priorities straight.
You mean the one I missed?
I didn't watch it either. But that's all I've seen on social media.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful the halftime show was. I don't care.
I got friends of mine that told me it was the worst one they ever saw.
Yeah, you either loved it or you hated it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the point here is, why are we even talking about that when you have something as serious as the bugging of a sitting president?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stealing of information from a secure server inside the White House, where the president of the United States does his work. This is unacceptable, and we shouldn't accept it, and we should demand that the people who did it go to jail.
Mm.
Yet, you know, we're doing the social justice thing here in this country, and our DHS is making sure that they're surveilling truckers groups who have been nonviolent throughout their whole protest as national threats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our priorities are upside down in this country when it comes to addressing the threats to our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Hillary Clinton's people, Perkins Coie, and the rest of the people who are in the Durham, under the microscope from Durham, that needs to be job one in this country, to clear the political class out of criminals like that. And I'm going to call them criminals because that's what they are. The chance that they won't see the inside of a cell, that shouldn't even be in question, yet it is.
Yeah. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, Frank and I hope you can stick around.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. When we come back, Frank and I are going to be talking about the truckers' protest and how it's grown. And we're also going to get into the Ukraine because there's some interesting developments that happened there over the weekend. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. Get a cup of coffee. You might need it.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department is reporting special counsel John Durham's investigation uncovered. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid for a technology company to infiltrate and spy illegally on Trump Tower servers and later the presidential White House servers. The current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was named as one of the architects of the false narrative that tied Trump to Russia. Hours after Canadian police removed protesters camped for nearly a week near the Ambassador Bridge, a critical U.S.-Canadian border crossing, the bridge reopened for traffic and commerce. A Windsor resident tells Detroit News, Canadian police came after her for just watching.
I said, am I doing something wrong? They said, no. I said, well, then leave me alone. I said, go arrest Trudeau and Biden and Dilkin and leave me alone, because I'm not leaving. And they left me alone.
The Los Angeles Rams win the Super Bowl 23-20. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I jump back in there with Bryce Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and his podcasts and his articles and all that good stuff, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at relieffactor.com. Now, guess what? They gave me a website, so I kind of got a one-up on some other folks there. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And not only can you check out the Relief Factor that's there that you can buy for $19.95 and get started on a three-week quick start, but there's some other health products that are there that Relief Factor makes that you're going to like. And when you see them, you'll see what I'm talking about, different vitamins and whatnot, and supplements. But relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. By the way, 100% drug-free. That's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something you need to have in your body anyway. And it helps to support the healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort. If you're in pain, this will find the pain and get rid of it. It's worked for me for 7 years, folks. And if it's worked for me, it'll sure as heck work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Absolutely, anytime and always.
Now, listen,
over the weekend, I realized the truckers were moved off the Ambassador Bridge, and I realized there was a way that I got finagled to do that, to get the tow trucks up there to tow the trucks that didn't want to go, number one. Number two, in Ottawa, which is the provincial capital for Ontario, thousands of people poured into there. They drove their cars. Some of them drove trucks, but they drove their cars up there. They got out with signs. They parked them in the street, blocked everything off, and they protested the heck out of things. And they managed to get an audience with the premier up there who has said that, go ahead.
Premier, I like that. Premier, you know, God bless them. God bless the Canadian people for taking a stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the people in the mainstream media wanted to make hay out of like 100 people who showed up to counter protest, but it's not even an itch on the butt of what's happening.
No, not when you got 10,000 of the good guys there.
Yeah. Now, the question that I had about the people arresting and the authorities arresting and forcibly removing the trucks that didn't want to move is this. How does that help the supply chain issue?
Not at all.
It makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Who brings the products to the stores?
Mm-hmm.
It's the truckers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the politicians.
Nope.
It's not the people counter-protesting,
mm-mm.
It's the truckers. So if you're arresting them and impounding their rigs, what have you done to give the people of your country relief from the supply chain issue that your mandates are primarily causing?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So counter-protesters, what are you doing? You know, if you really don't like being able to buy the stuff you want at your store, then keep counter-protesting these people. It's your government you should be protesting, and elected officials here in the states, in blue states where you're not getting the message and you're keeping these restrictions on, especially in California at the ports, where you're still mandating truckers coming and going and have to have all of these certifications, credentials, and taxes done.
Yeah,
it's coming to you if you don't knock it off.
Yeah,
because people are getting tired of not being able to get what they want at the stores when there's no good reason. The supply chain should not be disrupted anymore. It shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
The ports should be getting cleared out, but they're not.
Yeah.
So let's start looking at that and why and who the people are that are blocking this from happening, because it's going to surprise a lot of people to see who is obstructing the free market when it comes to the ports and offloading things and getting them to the stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the truckers.
No.
It's not even the healthcare professionals.
No.
It's the unions.
I know that. And up there in Canada, the unions have been in the middle of this since the beginning, and they've been very quiet about it, but yet they made a mistake, some of them, of showing up, because some of the tow truck companies that came up there, the independent guys, were threatened with, hey, if you don't show up there to tow these trucks off, guess what? We're going to revoke your license. Well, most of them said, okay, fine, revoke our license. But what happened instead was, there's a number of union companies that are up there, and they're on the bridge, and they were the ones doing the towing.
Yeah, so you want to look at, you know, they keep saying, well, the unions, they have to, the government must come to grips with negotiating with the unions when it comes to this. Unions are far forward. They're doing the bidding of the government.
That's right.
They're doing the bidding of the government. And, you know, I've been trying to explain this to people because the left has done such a great job of bastardizing the word of fascism
mm-hmm.
to make it supposed to be a far-right thing. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Fascism exists when you have an authoritative government that actually colludes with the private sector to do its bidding. And when you have unions, which are supposed to be the representative of the workers, which is by definition, the private sector.
Yeah.
When you have unions colluding with government to do things just like this, you're existing under a fascist system of government. We're here, people. It's a redo of the Wilson administration. We're here. We're living under a fascist system of government that got elected for, you want to put all the clouds around that word you want to, mm-hmm. but they were elected to office.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to make sure there's a landslide in the next two elections to move away from fascism, and that means accepting the modern-day definition of what fascism is, which is the collusion between government and the private sector.
Now,
so the truckers, they're the front lines on this right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other thing. 175 Florida National Guardsmen, some of whom are from my backyard right here in Pinellas Park, have been ordered out of Ukraine. They were given about 2 hours yesterday to get their stuff packed and get the hell out of Dodge. And it's my estimation, or my guess right now, that they moved into the western part of Ukraine, which is where our diplomats went to. And that's where I think they went anyway, before they get reassigned somewhere different. But did you see that the U.S. deployed about a half dozen nuclear-ready bombers into the United Kingdom?
All we heard the entire time President Trump was in office was that he was marching towards war with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That was never the fact.
Nope.
But, my God, the moves that this idiot is making
yep.
right now to ratchet up the heat
yep.
between the United States and Russia
mm-hmm.
is beyond the level of dangerous.
That's right. And he needs something to distract everybody from what's coming in November. And I think these fools actually think that this is going to help them, and it's not.
Well, when you look at the media from around the world, and we really should look outside our sphere because our sphere is completely corrupted when it comes to the mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
you see that the biggest saber rattler for war is coming out of the White House.
Yep.
You have the president of Ukraine saying, could you turn down the heat a little bit, Mr. President, because you're creating something where a diplomatic solution could actually take place here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got world leaders other than Mr. Biden and his team talking to Putin, trying to calm things down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Biden administration saying, war is coming. War is coming. It's imminent. Any second now. Mm-hmm. They've been saying this for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Any second now. Any second it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We got to move things. It's very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you've got the president of the Ukraine saying, hey, tone it down, jackass.
Mm-hmm.
We may be in a wag the dog moment here
mm-hmm.
where the Biden administration is using the story of war and moving assets to make it look like a story of war is coming just to deflect.
Oh, and by the way, I want to add to the mix here. Nobody's talking about the farmers that are involved in this, too. There's a whole bunch of big old tractors that are up there in the midst of all this, and I don't hear anybody talking about them.
No, and watch the food supply here in the United States. It's getting serious.
Yep. Listen, I appreciate you sticking around. We'll probably have lots more of this to talk about if they're not shooting at each other in Ukraine by Friday.
Say hello.
All right, take care, Frank. Okay, I'll be right back. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, will be back with me. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl and, gee, what would have happened if? All right, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coach Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
And the Medicare coach and the Sports Zone coach is with us right now, and here he comes. Hey, Coach.
What's going on, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America.
Oh, man.
What a game. What a Super Bowl. That was a great game.
If all you did was watch the last 5 minutes of the game, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, which was exciting, the last five. But the real story of the game, it's very interesting how things could have turned out a lot differently. You know, L.A. came out quick, made it 7-0. Try to respond, couldn't punch it in the end zone. That's been their problem the whole year. They were able to get a field goal because Evan McPherson, University of Florida grad, he always keeps you in the game. That kid kicked the ball very well. Then, L.A. Scored to make it 13-3 and missed the extra point. Should have been 14-3. Good snap. The holder's normally reliable. He's an excellent athlete. He does a lot of fake punts, fake kick field goals, and amazing how he accomplishes things. But the ball just slipped in his hands. Crazy things happen. It looked like that might determine the game. And thank goodness it did. I don't want to see the game go down like that. And ironically, Captain, that's why they had to score a touchdown there in the last couple minutes versus maybe they would have not, you know, been as pressurized to score, might have just kicked the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny how little things, even early in a game, can dictate how the game is played out. I think that's the beauty of football. And, you know, I'm just sorry for the Bengals. You know, again, they did everything they could.
They have nothing. They have nothing to be ashamed of. They played one hell of a game.
They did. Mm-hmm. You're 100% right, sir. I just hope and pray that they get back. If, I hope in the next few years they get their window to win it.
And what happened? And what happened to the what was his name? The wide receiver that went down with the knee.
Odell Beckham. Yeah, he just planted it wrong and twisted it pretty good.
Well, I saw that. Yeah, and then I thought for a minute Burrows was going to be out.
Yeah, and he pops his too. Now they both, you know, just weird things in football. How you have to turn to reach for a ball, or how you get hit, how our bodies can respond. Very. That's only negative about the sport, the injuries. So, but anything can happen. You know, you see guys get lit up, and nothing happens. Get a little shaken up, and cowbuzz, but let's play ball. And then just the weirdest little out route, you twist your knee, or the weirdest little sack, you get your knee twisted. So it's amazing. But both teams played well, like you said, and I just hope Cincinnati gets back there. It would be nice.
Now, there there were some interesting things that came out of that game last night. First of all, I did not watch the halftime show, did not want to see it, didn't want to know about it, and I had several friends of mine that did, and they said it was horrible.
It was. I mean, you couldn't even understand half of it. I didn't think it was going to be a good one. I'm curious to how the rest of the people are going to view it. It just it wasn't entertaining. I mean, I can't see how, you know, you could enjoy that when you can't even understand the music. But that's just me. Everybody has their own taste and the beauty of our country that you
I was told that it was all hip-hop and that sort of stuff, but
yes.
Most people couldn't understand the words.
That's why.
It had a beat, but they couldn't understand the words. And then they said something about Eminem was on his knees the whole time, whatever that meant.
Yeah, it's just very weird. Very weird. I don't know how that appealed to the masses, but you know, we'll get the results of it, I'm sure, today or tomorrow about what people thought of it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see numbers, yeah.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't one of the better ones. I can't tell anybody could even try to argue that one.
Well, people turn the people meters off when that happens, and then there go the numbers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That'll be interesting to see what happened between us. About, you know, 7:55 to about 8:15 is when that was all going on. So I'm curious to see how that's going to play out and see what people think about that. But, you know, it's an interesting story, too, Captain. You know, we all hear about who that going to beat the New Orleans Saints being down, you know, here in the South. And, it's so funny, the Who Dat Bengals, who they think they're going to beat the Bengals. The reason that got started, even before the Who Dat, was there was a brewery out of Cincinnati called Who Dat Beer. So when the guys in the stands would go, Who Dat, Who Dat, you know, that's how that came about. So I just thought it'd be an interesting story to share with the audience. And, I thought it was pretty cool.
By the way, I just heard from Flippy saying good morning.
Good morning, Flip.
And Christine in Sarasota said, oops. Yeah, I saw what the oops was there, Christine.
Oops for some of the calls.
She tried to call my cell phone on the messenger thing, and I thought I heard the noise off to my side, and I did, but that's all right.
Yeah. People sometimes forget when we're on the air, it happens.
Yep.
But I do my sports show, you know, from 11 to 12 on Sundays on this great station. It happens also, Captain. I hope we're going to have baseball real soon.
You and me both.
You know, we millionaires fighting billionaires. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope we can wake up and get right because it's important. It does bring a lot of joy. That's what was so great about the Super Bowl. It took us away from a lot of crazy things happening in our world right now for a few hours, just to enjoy and watch something. That's why people enjoy sports. They don't want other things to be in place for sports. They want it to be there for them to enjoy another part of life. And I hope we keep working on that. Statistically, you know, it was really a great game, Captain. You can't really decide.
No.
The penalty there at the end kind of made the difference. And it always does. It's the little things in football.
Yep.
It can make the difference, and all sports.
To be continued Friday, but I think we'll be talking about something else then.
I agree, Captain. I believe you're right, and I hope you're right. We've got to talk about some more appropriate things for the future. I do want to give one last shout-out to the USA hockey team for beating the Canadian hockey team. So good luck to those guys in the future, and congratulations. Not a big Olympic fan this year for a variety of reasons. I'll leave it at that. I'm sure your great audience can figure it out. But, you know, just like when people don't like the war, you still support our military. Don't like where the Olympics are being played. Doesn't support the guys playing.
Right.
So God bless you, Captain, and I will talk to you Friday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, Patrick Kynan, everybody. The Sports Zone quarterback. All right. Final portion here brought to you by Dominick's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget Dominick's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And they also offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, something the big box stores don't do. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can call her 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominick's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. By the way, here's my buddy Dave Moss.
Pat Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr. Dave, I heard you're paying out a lot of money for pre-owned vehicles at Moss Nissan.
Captain Matt, there's so much demand right now for quality pre-owned cars that we're paying way over book value for every vehicle. And it's so easy. You can go to our website, just enter the VIN number, year, make, model, and see what you get for your car. And if you like it, we'll even come to you with a check in hand.
Wow. Moss Nissan, folks, simply the best and the most money for your pre-owned car. Tampa, Newport, Richie, Crystal River, or MossNissan.com.
Now, the great thing about Dave and his company, Moss Nissan, and all the dealerships that they've got, is that they are working very hard to be the best they can be at what they do. And they hire people. They had some new people when we were up there last Thursday to judge the chili contest, myself and my aide-de-camp, Mark. And it was really neat. And we appreciate the rapport we have with them, the people that always show up when we go somewhere. And it's all about we the people here in this program. Remember, it's not me. I won't take the credit for it. It's we. We the people. We do this together. We are Americans first, and everything else comes after that. All right. I'll see you tonight on the Radidio. And tomorrow, don't forget, have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue. God bless America, everybody. See you later.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fanelli.